out until we are USDA compliant.
Representative Blucher.
Thank you. I'm over here in the committee room and my signal's going in and out. But are there any federal grants that are coming in to support our program, or would there be federal grants coming in to support the program if we were USDA compliant?
If we were USDA compliant, then growers could take advantage of all the FSA cost share programs that are out there. There are currently ARPA funds and other funds that are being administered through the department that have not been readily available to hemp growers because of the confusion about where our growers stand. And we've had communication about that in the department, you know, basically trying to clear up the fact that hemp is a legal crop and, you know, should be supported just like any other crop. But because of the third party that they're using to administer those funds, they're concerned, since they get federal money, that they, you know, should not be dealing with hemp growers. And again, that's something that would go away once we're USDA compliant.
I'm sorry, I should have been a little more pointed. I meant money coming to DACF to support the position and to support the program.
No, there is no funding that would come from USDA. They are not offering funding at all for the hemp program.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so right now funding, because I was reading that the opportunities you listed for funding that are going to remain if we run some aspect of our program is you identified licensing processors, raising fees for producers, or a general appropriation as options. How many processors do you think are out there now? You were saying you didn't have a number, but...
Yeah, we don't have a number on that. It really, a lot of them are probably also medical marijuana processors. We know of one for sure. I've heard of two or three others. There's not a lot at this point. And it may not be that big a revenue source, but it is one place that most other states are regulating.
Bill, Representative Blucher, is that a hand? All set. I'm trying to look through. So my questions are about federal funding. I'm wondering in your, because I'm looking at the graphs in the report, which I have up here, and one of the graphs is farmers only, and it says 55%. Are interested, so more than half are interested in Maine going our own way, and then fewer than half are interested in having some kind of approved state program. And I'm wondering if those people that you talked with had an opportunity to say something that wasn't so much of a binary, which is to look at the parallel program. Like, how was that question phrased to people?
So in the SIGMEs, we certainly heard that people would love to have that 1% total THC. So that's why they would want to have a rogue program. And really the only reason that they wanted to have a rogue program. And I think that that's just a wishful thinking. You know, they just really want to have that. So I'm not surprised that it came out that way. The other thing is that's a very small sample of growers, which is unfortunate. We couldn't get... There was a lot of apathy among growers to, you know, respond to the survey, which is unfortunate. I think that the established growers that we have and the ones that we've talked to that have been in this for a number of years all agree that they would like to have the USDA approved program and then hope for the THC to go up later on as a federal bill comes in. They understand that, you know, they can't get it easily through the state, but they'd really like to have some stasis and be able to be in line with the rest of the country. And you know, those are some of the bigger growers that we have now, which we don't really have any big growers anymore, but some of the growers that have been in the program for 3 or 4 years, you know, they're basically they'd love to have the 1% THC, but they also would like to have the stability of having a USDA approved program and the opportunities that it provides, especially for some of the FSA programs and the ease with banking and insurance and also being able to freely market their product across state lines.
All right. Thank you, Gary. Do I see any more questions? All right, seeing none, it looks like you might be off the hook for a bit.
Okay.
I wanted to open up a conversation amongst committee members, and it looks like we have a limited number, so I don't want to take any action right now, just knowing that we don't have all folks present. But something I want to bring up for discussion is that the number one thing that I have heard from people is that they are interested in having that 1% total THC available to them. And something that I heard in the presentation today is that Mary mentioned that a parallel program might be possible where folks that want to sell out of state can register with USDA. And in Maine, we could have our own system and do 1% and then keep things the way we have made them with personal plants and no background checks and things like that. So something I wanted to bring up for discussion is what does the committee think about that? What kind of feedback have you heard from farmers? What's the interest? I'm looking for committee members, Gary.
I know, but I'd just like to mention something about the personal plants.
Okay.
That was the one thing that I forgot about, and yeah. I apologize. I'm sorry I'm out of order here. Is it okay?
You're not listening to me, but you may speak briefly.
The personal plant exemption could come back. We just basically be able to say that they get a license for free. We just have to license them.
So I just wanted to... Thank you, Gary, for clarifying. Sorry. I appreciate it. All right. And Representative Pluker has a hand up.
Yeah, and I just wanted to echo what you had said, which is that the Delta 9 and total THC issue is a real issue. And I question the ability of us of the state be able to grow the total number of growers that we have to the point that we can kind of support a program or have a self-sufficient program if we're enforcing that THC level on people. From what I understand, you get drought conditions and all the THC goes up. You have a different, your compost or your nitrogen gets boosted. All of a sudden THC goes up. If there's a early frost, your THC goes up and then you've lost your entire crop at that point. So it does feel like that if we intend to kind of grow the program, that we sticking to what the USDA is requiring of us is going to be difficult. And so I like the variability of having two potential programs where people could find one that fits their needs. I hear the department saying that would add some complications to how things are regulated and overseen, but just if we look at the direction of the program and look at the direction of the number of growers, nobody can predict the future, but I predict that we're not going to see a resurgence in the program unless we do something to help folks out.
Thank you, Representative. Representative McCray.